This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're listening to Busha. This is Lay Link on Joy 94.9, coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia. Send me a text on 0427JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. And thanks to The Locker Room for sharing all things sport for this week. Now tonight, as you may notice, I'm alone because if you haven't already heard, Tian, unfortunately, due to overcommitment, has had to unfortunately leave Lay Link. So Johnny, I'm so sorry to break this news to you if you didn't already know, but she won't be back. Hopefully she'll be back in guest roles and stuff. But tonight I'm going to tell you what we have on the show. So we have Natsuki Karolski. You might remember her. She's the creator of the Lesbian Social Fun Club.
Hello.
Hello. And she's going to talk to us all about, well, we're going to be talking about late blooming lesbians and straight friends and having a gay voice. And we're going to be taking your questions, ladies and gentlemen. So please, if you'd like us to voice our opinion on something that you're not sure of, just send us a text. Remember, it's 0427JOY949. And we'll chat to you and let you know what's happening. Here we go. We're going to go to a song and some ads. So send me a text on 0427JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. You're listening to Busha. This is Lay Link on Joy 94.9. You're listening to Busha and this is Lay Link on Joy 94.9, coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia. Send me a text on 0427JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. And I nearly got it out. All right, so tonight we are going to be joined by the lovely Natsuki Karolski. Hello, honey.
Hello, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thanks for inviting me in again.
Of course, happy to have you here supporting the show and supporting our community because you do such lovely work with the community.
Oh, you're lovely, thank you.
I know. Now, we did get a message from Johnny and he's sorry that he missed Tian's last show, but it is up on the podcast so you can listen and cry into a cup of hot tea and maybe console yourself. Hopefully she'll be back when her life gets a little bit less stressed. So Natsuki, just to recap, what is the Lesbian Social Fun Club?
It's all of the fun things that lesbian do.
Really? So by that, sorry, my mind went to a completely wrong place there. I know. See, you and I, not a good mix because we'll just always go to the filthy things in life. But it's about meeting like-minded people, women who are interested in women,
yes.
And people who want to share a bit of fun and meet new friends, I'm guessing.
Yes. So by the fun in this description, it's not the naughty fun, but the fun.
Oh, really? The fun.
Oh, jeez.
But there is some naughty fun as well.
I don't know. I'm not responsible for that.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm kidding. I should stop. I know. I'm sorry.
Can you see my face is turning red?
I know.
Red.
You're turning red. I'm going red too, which is probably not a good thing. Glad we're on radio.
Do you?
But yes, so you run this group and it's all about basically having an avenue for women who are maybe returning to the community or have come out of a breakup and want to reconnect with their community or maybe have just discovered that they're interested in women and just want to meet people and chat and have a bit of fun.
That's right. I think the group started from my perspective that, I came out from a breakup and then you don't have any friends, so you started coming out and, I ended up being the one that organizing things and it becomes big group that it is now. Now I've got about 780 members. So it's obviously a need out there for women who are just seeking for a genuine friendship. And if something more happens from there, then it happens. We've got a few girls that are hooking up and getting married and settling down. So, it's nice.
It is nice, yes. Yeah. And, I'm always grateful to you because you did introduce me to my lovely girlfriend. But on a side note, yes, I also had the same thing where I came out of a breakup and realised that I actually didn't have any friends. And it was like, oh, let's get lesbian friends because why not? Why should I have all the straight friends?
Mm.
And then that's when I found your group because I thought, okay, let's discover this thing in my life that I've neglected, I guess.
Mm. And it's I think the only thing that sort of we can find other people is through a dating site, and then going out to a club, it's quite hard to find friends. So this is how this group has come about, and we do all different things for girls to come out and play. So
so you did it again. So you do it. I don't even have to do anything, and you're doing it.
I'm being innocent here, though. I know. I'm always innocent, so, yeah.
Now, if you have any questions for Natsuki or for myself, just please send us a text, 0427JOY949, and just let us know what you're thinking. Now, we were going to discuss some issues that came up during some of your Soul Sister seminars. So a Soul Sister seminar is what exactly?
So Soul Sister, I call it the Soul Sister Story Is That. It's basically a workshop for women who are just coming out or coming out into their journeys to share their stories, because I believe that stories empowers people. And yeah, we created a space where it's safe, where people doesn't feel that they judge, or, you know, that they can be who they are and be accepted as who they are, because it's quite rough out there when you just come out and you have no one to talk to, and especially if you're just discovering yourself, probably you don't know any gay friends that you can talk to, or it's a different world out there, so...
Yeah, and you're trying to find someone who will maybe explain some of the things that are going on in your head and some of the thoughts and that, because it's still sort of, you know, unfortunately, there's still a stigma attached to it.
There is.
And people, you know, have that issue with, am I going against my family? Am I going against possibly my religion? Am I going against the community? Am I, you know, going to, you know, be ostracized and things like that? And they want to talk to someone. I think it's really good that you run these seminars, because they can go there and they can chat. And ladies, don't be afraid if you're shy.
Yeah, you don't have to share your stories if you're not ready. So just come in and even just to listen and, yeah, have some fun. We always have like a nice icebreaker fun in between games. So
in between sessions.
In between sessions, yeah.
Yeah, so the Twister mat comes out for a little bit of fun.
Yeah, that happens sometimes.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, it's how you get up close and personal with your community. Twister's the perfect thing for
that's
that.
That's it.
You know, and it wouldn't be a Natsuki gathering without the Twister mat coming out. You know, it's great.
Yes. So, and in the Soul Sister as well, I think people actually throw out the questions, and then we go into a group where we discuss all these questions. And then I think today... we're just going to discuss a few of the questions that came up during the workshop.
Yes. Now, the next Soul Sister is actually on...
This Saturday.
Okay. So now if people want to get in contact with you, they just need to go to www.lesfuc.com and they can get in contact with you and join the group.
Yes,
and find out all about upcoming events, which we'll mention later, of course, what's happening and that. But you were discussing late blooming lesbians. Now, that's something that we discussed on the show a few weeks ago, and thankfully I realised I'm not actually a late blooming lesbian. Yay! Because when you figure out you're gay at 25, it doesn't count. You have to be over 30. So, I was still right under there. So I'm not a baby blooming lesbian. I don't know what I am then. Yeah, I know. Don't answer that, Natsuki.
All right.
So what were some of the... Because I know that when you're coming out and you're trying to figure this out, and you know, some of these women are probably a bit older. They might have had families, kids, husbands and things like that. And then they discover this thing and then they've got to deal with it.
Because last time I've got about 3 girls that are over 30, which would be categorized as a late blooming lesbian, right? And, you know, they've been in a long-term relationship with a man, or, you know, they almost got married with a man and they got engaged. And the thing is, one of the questions that they ask is they feel guilty that they don't come out earlier. But then I said to them, this is their journey. And because you can't force yourself to come out any earlier than if you're not ready, you know.
No, that's very true. It is their journey. And I think, like, for myself, I didn't realise the signs were there. They were giving me signs, but I didn't associate the signs with what they meant. And I couldn't figure out why my relationships with men were just so horrible and just didn't last very long, because it was like, no, there's something wrong here. It must be me. Yeah. And then when I figured it out, I went, oh, damn, I wish I'd figured that out earlier, because life would have made a lot more sense, you know.
It would, wouldn't it?
But yes, it can be an issue, and I think, and that's where I think a lot of the women are struggling. But you're also talking about the fact that the women discuss about the lack of experience.
Yeah. So I was just telling them about, oh, you know, I just came out in the mid-30s and they're scared about not having enough experience. But then I tell them that, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, whether you have less experience or enough experience, because even if you are someone who has slept with a lot of people, it doesn't mean that you are good in bed. Right.
That yes, that is very true. And it can mean that, yes, we all started somewhere.
Yes.
We all had either very little or misinformation. And yes, I think it's that connection, and then you just figure it out and it just falls into place and you just know. And I think that's probably a difference with women, is that women are a bit more intuitive and they're a bit more understanding, I guess, to help. You know, be the guiding hand. Sorry, the pun. Oh, God, sorry. I'm so sorry.
Oh, dear, this is bad. But I think, okay. I think in regards to experience, it's pretty much about the connection with the people that you're with, you know. You can be, I don't know, this is just my thoughts, is that, you know, you can be with someone who thinks that they are good in bed, and then they got together with you and like, nothing's happening here. Because, I don't know, I think it's just the chemistry and the connection that you have with the person. So don't worry about the experience, because it will just happen anyway, you know.
But there's always the flip side, because there's the thing about the younger ones who have no experience, and then they're coming into that relationship and they're like, oh, I don't have any experience at all.
Mm.
You know, at least these women have had, you know, several years of sex, okay, with a man, but they also know their own bodies, so they also have an idea of their own, you know, makeup, what works for them, right? They can't have had, you know, that many years of bad sex, but, you know, they know what's going on, so they know how to, and I'm waving my hands around, and it's really inappropriate. And, sorry.
Okay.
But you know what I'm saying is that...
Yeah, I do.
Is that they have that knowledge, and the young ones probably have that same fear. You know, maybe we should start a
sex ed.
Well, we'll start pairing them up.
Oh, dear. No, but I think with the young ones as well, it's because I was telling you earlier about, you know, I think the first time they put so much pressure in themselves, and then I know a story about someone who drink a little bit too much just to get over their fear, and then, oh, you know, I just want to get this over and done with, and... Don't do it, because it's, you know, it's precious, you know, just wait for the right person, and, you know, it will happen, you know.
I think so, and I think the right person will be committed enough and understanding enough to help you through that, and I don't know, you just figure it out. Sometimes you can have what you think is great chemistry with people. And then when you go to that next level, you realise it's really bad chemistry. And sometimes you can have not good chemistry with people, and when you go to that other level, it's like, wow.
Yeah,
so, you know,
isn't it? You know,
you just got to go with the flow and see what happens, you know.
It's funny, because I've never had that fear about having the first time or being with someone, and, you know. I don't know. I heard a lot of stories about people who are nervous about having their first time or being with someone, but for some strange reason I've never had that fear. I don't know why.
Yeah, I think it's like the anticipation, like you're prepared for something and you don't know what's, you know, like I know I've had some friends who've talked about the fact that, you know, they sort of have an understanding of, they pretty much know what's going to happen and how it's going, and it's like, no, you can't do that, because you don't know. The other person might say, you know what, oh, I'm not going to do this, I'm gonna do this, and you know, you, I don't know, it's not like a script that you can plan. It just evolves, and
I think the key is just to keep the communication open and just be honest about what's there, I suppose.
But yeah, I think pairing up, because I've heard a few of the young ones, I think that's why they go for a bit of the cougars.
Are you trying to pair up the cougars? No, don't do that.
No, because I found that, because one of my friends is classified, I guess you'd classify her as a cougar, and she gets a lot of the attention from the young ones.
Are you talking about me?
No, I'm not talking about you. No, Natsuki, I'm not. But I found that as well for a while when I was going out. I had all these, like, women approaching me that were, like, 18, 19.
Yeah.
And if they were 20, I was shocked. And I sat there thinking, what's going on? Do they expect me to teach them, to help them? And I'm thinking, what is this? And I've had that conversation. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then it puts so much pressure on the cougar as well. It's like, I'm not going to be your teacher.
Well, do you become then the teacher and just say, okay, I'm going to help these girls out and do my best for the cause, or do you say, you know what, no. But again, I think it's that whole thing when you find the right person, it just works, and you just find a whole new level. And during sex, I don't think you're sitting there thinking too much about it.
Mm. I think you should just like go. No, I hope not. If you do, then you're not enjoying it.
Oh dear. I know. So we'll be back. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email it onair@joy.org.au. You're listening to Basha and Natsuki. This is Leylink on Joy. You're listening to Basha and this is Leylink on Joy 94.9. We're coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia. And I'm joined in the studio by Natsuki Kudelski. Hey, Natsuki.
Hello.
And we also have a stowaway as well, who I've just turned on her mic, Steph. Hey, Steph.
Hello.
You've just finished the Taste of Radio course.
I have indeed, yes.
And you decided to stow away and just to see how we panel and how things work in the show.
Yes, I've decided to gate crash today, so thanks for letting me sit in.
And I decided to switch your mic on because I thought you can tune in if you're going to sit here, you may as well do something, you know, join into the conversation.
She sounds could have good. Given me massage, you know.
Hold on, this is not this kind
I don't know
of
if
show.
I can do both at once. I can try. I'm not sure if my arms are that long.
All right, if you want to join into the conversation, send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. I can get that out.
Come on, ladies, I know that you're listening.
I know. Yes, ladies, if you're listening, come on.
Send us some love. Yeah.
Now, I got told off by Johnny because I didn't read all of his message. Sorry, Johnny. But he was saying that, let me just read, that he said he's got a lot of love for us too when he told me to soldier on, little lady, and that I rock. Well, thank you, Johnny. I appreciate the support. And sorry to be the one to have to break that news to you. I was hoping that you were sitting down at the time. Mm-hmm. Now, Natsuki, we've been talking about the Lesbian Social Fun Club.
Yes.
And about Soul Sisters, which are the seminars that you run to help women gain some friends and some support and just a nurturing voice.
Yes.
Yeah.
And just feel accepted, because it can be rough out there when you just started coming out and you don't have any friends, you don't know anywhere or anyone to talk to. And this is a safe space where people are accepted and open and, yeah, can be who they are.
Yes. Now, your next seminar is on Saturday.
It's on Saturday, yes. It's
Soul Sister 5. The story is out. Mm. Where is it?
It's going to be at Collingwood Library.
Okay.
And it's really close to the Collingwood Station. So.
And what time?
It's very easy. It's on from 4 until 7.
Okay. And if people are not part of the group, so if there are women out there listening who haven't joined the group yet but would like to come, are they welcome?
Yeah, sure. So just probably best to go to the site first to join up, which is www.lesfuc.com. And then you can get all the details and get a bit more ideas about what it is as well, and get to see the other members that's on the meetup.
Yeah, you can sort of stalk a few of the other members, yes.
I don't condone that.
No, but I get it as well. I get some messages as well from some of the people just want to connect and say, hey. But some of the ladies in your group forget that when they join the group that their settings are set, that they can't actually receive messages. So they send all these messages out to the world.
Did they?
Yes. And they can't actually receive. You can't actually send them back to say, hey, how's it going? Good. Hopefully we'll meet up at this event or something. You can't answer them because their settings are closed.
Oh, okay.
So you may want to mention that to some of the girls, because they may think that people are dissing them, but it's not. We just can't message you back. We really want to.
I didn't know about that. People should message me more.
See? Yeah, but your settings are always open. But yeah, see, for the members, I think we can't message each other, and that can be a problem. It depends on how they play with their settings.
Okay.
So note that down, Natsuki.
Okay.
Now, you were talking earlier about straight friends.
Yeah.
Do you have any?
Not until about 4 weeks ago, I think.
No. 4 weeks ago?
Not quite. So it's a journey. I'm putting myself out there, and which is kind of strange, actually, not having any straight friends. But it's kind of the flip side of looking for gay friends, I suppose.
Yeah. Steph, do you have straight friends?
I do. I have lots of straight friends. Some of my best friends are straight, in fact. And I think it's good. Sometimes the gay world can get a little bit overwhelming in terms of everyone knowing everyone and everyone being someone else's ex-girlfriend's best friend's housemate. So sometimes
not in our community. We're not, as we've described on this show earlier, a puddle. The world is an ocean, and the lesbian community is a puddle within that ocean, I think.
Well, I've found that the stereotypes about the web are indeed true, and sometimes I do like to escape to the straight world and hide out in a straight club and go dancing where I don't know anyone except my friends.
But the thing is, like, I don't know you and I know a lot of people, so it means that the world is not that small.
Yeah, see, there's new blood always coming into the community. We're recruiting, you know. We've got to get more women into the group. Yeah. But see, I find when I go to straight clubs, I find it very annoying. And I had the instance where it was a friend's birthday, and there was, you know, six or seven. I was probably more of us at this club, and we were dancing, and you should have seen all the men, because they saw, you know, we're all femmes, we're all tall. Okay, yes, we do sort of wear nice clothing. We went on the dance floor and all the guys were like, yes, oh my god, look at this. You know, they thought they'd hit the mother load, and they just kept approaching us all night. I actually finally got fed up and went home, and in the lift going back to my car, someone was trying to chat me up. I'm like, oh my god, leave me alone. Let me get back to the gay clubs. Yeah. That's why I like going to the gay boy clubs, because they're great. They're fun. They don't hit on you.
Yeah. But I'm talking more about like having a proper, rather than like going to the straight club, you go out to lunch or dinner with them. And it's fascinating because the dynamic of the conversation is quite different. Like with the gay friends, for some reason, it always come back to sex.
No, that's just you, Natsuki.
No, it is.
No. Would you agree?
I don't know if I want to speak badly of my community.
No, we're just I think we're just more open, and as I've said, lesbians are, sexuality in women is fluid. So I think that's why we're just more freer to talk about it.
I think something else is that, you know, we spend most of our day surrounded by straight culture at work, on the tram, you know, watching television, that we maybe don't feel like we can talk about our own sexuality in that environment. And so then when we do see our gay friends, we've got, you know, however many days of pent up stuff to talk about that we haven't been able to being in those straight environments. So it's a bit of an outlet maybe that other people
don't
need.
I think you're a very wise woman. I think that's a very valid point. Maybe that's why we are like that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, oh my God, girls, quit it.
But yeah, look, I had the problem that I had a lot of straight friends. And then realised, oh, maybe I want some gay friends, and maybe I want some lesbian friends, because, you know, being single, I thought, oh, I've got to do something to change that. And as much as I love my straight friends, sometimes just going out and hearing my friends talk about their husbands and their children, like, I don't mind. I love it, but eventually it's like, guys, you know, and then they'd be like, oh, they were jealous because I'd be going out to clubs and stuff. And I'm like, but I'm single. I have to go and meet someone. Therefore, I have to go to these places and do these things.
And you want friends you can relate to and talk about, have things in your life that you have in common, which means if you're single, having single friends, not just as dating prospects, but also to talk about being single and share the joys and sorrows of singledom and...
Yes, and I think that what I find from some of my straight friends is, not my close friends, but sort of straight, we'll say acquaintances, is that they have that theory, you know, and it is a stereotype, but I actually found it quite true that they know a lesbian and they think that they're going to pair you up with that lesbian. And I always turn around and point to the first man that walks past and go, see that man? Would you like to meet him? Would you like to date him? Because I'm sure I can arrange it. Just give me 5 minutes. I'll just go have a chat. And they forget, I think, that just because we're lesbians, like, we're all going to date each other, because we don't have certain types and certain characteristics that we look for. We're just looking for a lesbian.
Yeah. I love the straight. The straight people, though. It just sounded so strange to call them the straight people.
The straight people. I know, I love them too. Don't get me wrong. I think they're great, you know.
I love them. And then, like, when I started hanging out with them, one of my friends says, oh, geez, I hope you're not turning straight. It's like...
Yeah, see, that's another thing that people say. And it's like, no, you just want... I like diversity. Mm-hmm. I like having friends from all different walks of life and all different backgrounds and all different cultures. And if that means different sexuality, then so be it. Because I want to know the person, and I don't judge them by certain characteristics. And, oh my God, they're a lesbian. Oh, no, I can only be friends with these people. Yeah. It's like, no, I just want to hang out with these people, and because... they're fun and entertaining.
Yeah, no, they're good people. I really love them. They're so cute. Whenever I'm around, they would like start talking about marriage equality and supporting the marriage equality. I'm like, oh, that's cute.
Yeah, that's really nice. Yeah.
It is nice. See, my cousin, when I had that conversation with him, he was like, oh, don't you have marriage equality yet? But you've been harping on that for years. And I'm like, yeah, I know. It's like, but what? You don't? And I think that some people forget that we actually do not have equality in this country. Mm. But that would take another show. Mm. And I think we've got to go to some ads. So you've been listening to Basha Natsky and Steph. This is Lei Ling on Joy 94.9. You're listening to Basha and this is Lei Ling on Joy 94.9, coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. And that was nicely selected, I think. I touched myself when we were talking about...
we're talking about
lack of late-blooming lesbians and the fact that they feel that they have lack of experience and young ones, you know? So I thought I'd play that song just to show some support to the ladies. Go for it, no.
Oh, dear. Oh, you're on yourself here.
No. Okay, so I'm joined in the studio by Natsky Karolski from the Lesbian Social Fun Club and Steph, who's our...
Resident stowaway, I believe.
Yeah, resident stowaway. Now, someone's actually sent you a message, Steph. They say that if you go to straight clubs, do you get hit on? Does that mean you don't get hit on in lesbian bars?
Well, this used to be a problem because most people usually presumed I was straight, but then I got an asymmetrical haircut and it's a lot less of a problem. So this is my recommendation.
No, because one of the girls said to me that, like, she's straight looking and then she wears skirts, she wears dresses and then she feels out of place because she goes to a lesbian bar and then she wanted to change the way she appears. And I said, no, don't do that. You just have to be yourself, you know, because honestly, I love straight looking girls. So if you have a symmetrical hair, I would probably think differently of you. So
interesting.
So yeah, I think just I would recommend to just be yourself. But you know,
I'm a firm believer of that as well. Be yourself. Be comfortable with who you are, and accept that. And I've had friends also. A friend of mine who's very highly femme was in an event, and someone said to her, "Oh, are you lost?" And she got quite offended by that. And it's sort of, you know, just don't judge a book by its cover. Yeah. There's a lot of femmes out there. Yeah. I love to wear my heels. Mm. I love to put on my makeup. I'm not cutting my hair short. I like it and I'm comfortable with that. And, and if people don't think I'm a lesbian, well, it's their loss, I guess. Yeah.
And I think that's what's important with the group that I'm trying to cultivate a culture is that, you know, people need to be more open and more accepted. Without having a lot of prejudices about, you know, you have to look a certain way, you have to act a certain way to be gay. Although we do have a lot of stereotypes. I went for lunch, or actually dinner, with my straight friends. Uh-huh. I love these straight friends. This is a shout out for my straight friends. I love you.
But we love the straight community. Yeah. Don't get us wrong, people, all right? We're just referring to you because the straight people. Yeah. But yeah, we love you.
But anyway, she's inviting me over for dinner and then she asked if I am a vegetarian. And I said, no, I'm not a vegetarian. And then she asked, and do you have cats? No, I don't have cats. What kind of lesbians are you? And I said, I'm a shit lesbian.
Whoops.
Oh. I'm sorry about that. I shouldn't say that, but I'm a blip lesbian. But because I don't have tattoos, I don't have, only have piercing on my two E's, you know, I don't have.
But these are stereotypes. There was an article in The Age about a week ago, which I read on air, and it was all about these changing the stereotypes. And it is very stereotypical that they think that, yes, all lesbians are vegetarians. I believe the term is vegetarian. And that they have cats and they have tattoos and they have an undercut and all this. And I'm thinking,
asymmetrical hair.
I do have asymmetrical hair, but I don't have a cat or a tattoo. So
see,
breaking the mold.
See, and that's the thing. Just ladies and even gentlemen, just be comfortable with who you are and accept who you are. And I think that's the most beautiful thing, right?
And I think if you're comfortable with who you are and you're confident with who you are, I think a lot of girls feel look at you and then, hey, you know, it doesn't matter whether if you're straight or gay, you know, I would say, you know, what's your name?
Oh, really? Wow. This is Steph.
Hi, everyone.
Natsuki Steph. Steph Natsuki. Hey, hey.
This is a bit too young.
Love is. Oh.
It's okay. I have a girlfriend.
Oh, bam. Dishing the guest. Oh, my God. Ladies, please calm it down. This is not love songs and dedications on Joy 94.9.
Maybe we can do that next week.
Yeah. I know. But Natsuki, you were saying about someone was saying to you that you have a gay voice.
Yeah, I know. Like I went indoor climbing last week, and then after that we went out for drinks, and they said, oh, you know, when I hear your voice, you know, you've got a gay voice. I'm like, what is a gay voice? I've never heard about that term. And then she said about, you know, the gay voice is usually a lot deeper and it's lovely, and like, oh, you know, I've heard about any other stereotypes about, you know, having a short fingernails and, you know, the haircut, but I've never heard about gay voice before.
No, I never did either. And then you were telling me about the fact that the gay voice is that if you have a higher or a pitchy voice, that then you're straight. Is that why I was single for so many years? Because all the women thought I was straight because I have a higher pitch. And when I get angry or upset or excited, can, like, you know, go really, really high pitch. And yeah, so is that, I've never heard of having a gay voice though.
I've never heard about it, but that was like, oh, you know, that's the first time I heard about it, but
because I just thought maybe you were just saying boobs a lot or something like that, you know.
You know, I don't
check out her boobs and, oh my God, you know, you were rock climbing. Oh, look at the butt on that woman. Oh, sorry. that wasn't a stone I was grabbing for. Excuse me, ma'am.
Bajet's on her own here. So, I didn't say or do any of those things.
You were thinking them though, weren't you?
No. I was like, I'm so high up here.
Oh.
These girls are trouble.
I know. I like to be trouble. It's fun. I'd like to thank Steph for stowing away into our show.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, anytime, sweetie, just come in and take a mic and grab some headphones and we'll just chat. It's all good. And Natsuki Kadelski, thank you very much for coming in and sharing about the Lesbian Social Fun Club and thank Soul Sisters.
Thank you for having me, as always.
Oh, anytime, you're always welcome here. You know that. This is like your second home.
Thank you.
So you've been listening to Basha. This is Lay Link on Joy 94.9.
Hi, I'm Kylie Minogue, also known as Kylie from Camberwell.
Hey, it's Richard Reed.
Hey, this is Winter Gordon.
Hi, Matt Preston from MasterChef.
What's up, party people? It's the legendary DJ Spinderella.
Hey there, I'm Adam Lambert.
Hello, this is Kate Sobrano.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Alexandra Burke. This is Katie Noonan.
Hi, this is Francois Sagat.
Hello, this is Katie Lang.
G'day, I'm Barry Bissell.
Hello, this is Tina Arena.
Hi, this is Paris Wells.
Hi, I'm Cindy Lauper.
Hi, this is Tim Campbell.
Hi, this is Sear.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Morosi.
Hey, I'm Darren Hayes.
Hi, I'm Jade Leonard.
Hi, I'm Chaka Khan.
Hi, this is Kathy Freeman.
Hi, I'm Daniel Kowalski.
Hey, this is Jane Lynch, and you're listening to Australia's gay and lesbian radio station.
Hey, everybody, this is Chris Willis.
Put your hands up
for Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
All night and day long, Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. That was my best radio voice.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.